Really receive the fruit of the mantras, gift of the mantras, the possibility embedded in the mantras. We chanted the Devi shlokas over and over and over at the beginning of class tonight. I want to really feel the container that those shlokas sculpt inside and around us. And in that container, in the safety and defining of that container, like luminosity, this Ganesha portal spins. What I was saying earlier about perception and impression, really think about this. When we talk about Ganesha as the remover of obstacles, what does that really mean? Any obstacle that we encounter in the outer world only becomes an obstacle when we meet it with resistance on the inside, right? When we have a story, a narrative, a storyline, an impression, a perception that somehow this so-called obstacle is an impediment. When we're working with the deepening levels of possibility embedded in the Ganesha principle, we're working with a power, a Shakti, that smooths out those inner patterns, those responsive, reactive patterns that name something obstacle that we then think we have to resist. And it's true on the inner plane and in the outer plane. You know, the stories, the mythology of Ganesha says, similar to Kuan Yin, Ganesha's ears are so big he doesn't hear the cries of the world. I think he hears the prayers, something like that. Those gigantic elephant ears hear everything. But mostly that's the hearing of truth. When we open up our Ganesha ears, the storyline that is not truth dissolves.